Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Anita Rosen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than, golly, we're coming up on 13 years that she's been joining us. She is the author of the new ebook, Project Management, Getting Mobile Apps Connected to Big Data, Out on Time and on Budget. But it works for all of your projects, folks. And we've been talking about this for a while. And, you know, I use the term when I think I said this when we went to the break, Anita, I want people when they're working on projects not to think about how cool it is, how cool they are because they can multitask. I want them to think how cool they are because they can multi-finish. What do you think?
Well, the other thing you said, if they can't finish, then get rid of them.
Well,
another thing
get rid of them. Yeah.
Well, is there's some people that can't start, and there's other people that can't finish.
That's true.
And sometimes, you know, depending on the size of your organization, you can put those together, and you get the people that are good at starting, they start. And you have the people that are good at finishing, let them finish. And you can have people work with each other.
Right, right.
And get things done. I'm a finisher. There's nothing that makes me happier than crossing something off my list. I hate having something on my list for a long time. So I'm driven to finish. It makes me feel good to finish.
When I see that small business, if you can't finish things, you will become a crisis manager because you cannot get while you're continuing to manage the jobs you didn't finish, a new one will pop up you have to deal with, and before long, you got all kinds of problems because you got old things that you didn't get off your desk with new things added on that you got to take care of. You've got to be able to get rid of projects. You've got to get them off your desk.
The other thing is you need to plan, because that makes a big difference. And we get back to project management. The first stage is planning. What's your goals? If you don't have a goal, you're never going to get there. What's your goal? So you need to sit down and write 3 to 5 goals, and they need to be measurable and actionable. So measurable, when are you going to have this done? Actionable, what's going to happen when it's done? You have measurable and actionable.
So deadlines are important, aren't they? Give yourself a deadline, maybe, and a deadline that your dates and your times could be factors that are brought into play by customers, by outside circumstances, right?
Let's say you want to put
availability
up a new
or whatever.
What's your goal? Why do you want to put up a new website? You need to have a good reason. It's going to cost you money. Why do you want it?
Right.
Make it clear. Write it down. I need it because the e-commerce portion of it isn't working right, because the information isn't up to date. When do you need it by? Put down a date. So what do you want? What's your goal? And then why do you want it? What do you think it will achieve? I think I can increase sales by 20%. And what's the date you're going to have it? So you need to put down not just why you want to have it, because it's out of date, but what you plan on getting out of it. I think I could increase sales by 20%. You know, if you're a small business person, it's not like you're going to turn around and you're going to get fired because you don't make the 20%. It gives you a goal to look at, and then you can come back and say, did I achieve that? And the benefit of putting those numbers in there is while you're building it, you keep on looking at this goal and saying, what do I need to do to increase my sales by 20%? And when you have to make a decision, you might sit there and say, oh, look at that flashy graphics. Will that increase my goal by 20%? Is that what customers want? And if you say no, well, then you're not going to use it. So it gives you a bar of measurement. So that's concept. The first
and part of that, part of what you were just talking about is testing, isn't it?
Well, that gets up to later.
Yeah.
So when we have different distinct, the problem that I see with people is they don't know where in the phase to do something, and they start trying to do something too early, and then it doesn't work. So the first phase is concept. And concept, have your idea, and you need to build your business plan. And your business plan can be as simple as five bullet points that say what you plan on achieving, when you, why you plan on achieving it, and when it's going to be done. So measurable and actionable. And that's the first stage. So you have it in writing.
Shouldn't you also, and you indicated this earlier, and you didn't say it just then, maybe you just left it out. Shouldn't you also say, and this is how my company will benefit when it's done?
Well, yeah.
Shouldn't that be the finish line that that motivates you to wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to finish this project on time or early or whatever because I want the benefit?
If you write it down, if you make it measurable, what I said is like a 20% increase sales by 20% by third quarter. Measurable and actionable.
Right.
And now you write it down, now you have a goal.
But don't let the process, don't let the project be what you're all about.
No, you're about that goal.
That's right.
Increase sales by 20% by third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next stage is now you need to, how are you going to do this? You haven't started executing it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now you put together your project plan. So it could be if you're doing a kitchen, you wrote down what you want to achieve and when you want to have the kitchen. Now you actually have to design what the kitchen's going to look like and choose. You know, what refrigerator you're going to have, what oven you're going to have. Part of that's pricing it out. At the end of that stage, now you know how much it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
And you might sit there and say, well, I can't afford this. Well, now you can make decisions. You don't want to start building the kitchen and start looking for refrigerators, because now all of a sudden, you know, you're too late.
So when we come back, you're going to talk to us about the beta testing, right?
Well, we'll talk about, yes.
A little beta. We're going to talk about how do you roll this thing out without rolling it all the way out. That comes up after these messages with our good friend Anita Rosen. ReadyGo.com is her website. Stay with us. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.